It's US 99.5, Drew backstage at the ACMs. The second person today to turn around my Chicago Blackhawks, Jonathan Toews bobblehead. Hello, David Nail.
Who was the first?
First person was Jana Kramer, who is a Red Wings fan, for the love of God.
Oh, yeah. That's,
right?
That's pretty bad. Yeah, I can't get into that.
I can handle the fact that you might be a Predators fan,
yeah,
but I'm trying to get my Hawks into the playoffs, okay?
Y'all are right behind us.
I know
you're
that.
You're in the playoffs. You know what? I really want to play on the first round just because the travel.
You want to lose that quickly?
No. I want to go. I want to come to a game. I've never been to the United Center, or I don't even know if that's what it's
called. That's
right.
Uh-huh. That's where the Bulls and the Hawks play.
Yeah, I definitely want to. It's such a short and cheap plane ride. I tell my wife, we've been trying to go on a little vacation. And I said, well, you know what? When the Preds get the playoffs, because my best friend plays with the Preds, and she was with his wife the other night, and I said, you know, if we don't get to go down to Miami or go to the beach, we could just run up and see, you know, we could go to Chicago. And she goes, I mean, I love Chicago and everything, babe, but I kind of want the ocean. And I was like, well, there's Lake Michigan right there.
No.
It may not be warm enough.
Yeah, if your wife says we're going to the water and the beach, you're not coming to Chicago.
Well, that's the glorious thing. When you got as many rapper reward points as me, I can just kind of jet up there anyway.
We do love our friends at Southwest, don't we?
I'm coming back. I'm going up to Seattle in a few days, and my flight's going through Chicago. And I told my manager earlier, I said, you know, there's a good chance I may just hop off the plane in Chicago and just spend the day in Chicago.
If you get a long layover, why not?
Might as well. Go hit up some pizza joints.
Your very first number one, huge hit for us in Chicago, Let It Rain. And you got a new song that I personally love because it's tied to one of my all-time country favorites, Phil Vassar. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a song that I heard a couple years ago, and when we had just kind of started talking about making a record. I remember those initial conversations. I was so nervous. I was like, good Lord, you know, do we have enough songs? What's the record going to be like? And I heard this song, and it just, you know, Turning Home on my first record was very much kind of served as the theme of the record. And this song just kind of inspired me to really just do something, you know, that I hadn't done before, which is just kind of like throw caution to the wind and just kind of show all the different influences that I've had, and it's all kind of summed up by this song. And Phil Vassar is one of the writers, as well as Scooter Caruso, who's a dear friend of mine, great writer, and I could just hear so much of both of them in it. And
it's you and a piano and a haunting guitar.
Yeah, it's you know, it's, I can remember when we went to record it, and we did it. We just tracked it with piano, and I can remember asking my producer, Frank Liddell. I said, are we going to have any background singers? And he said, no. He goes, I just want it to be you and the piano. And I went, okay.
I can do that.
Just me solo. Okay, that's a little nerve-wracking, but okay, I'll trust you.
Well, we're excited to play it.
Well, thank you so much, man. You guys have been really good to me, and I appreciate all that you've done.
And as much as we do like you and like your stuff in Chicago, we are very gracious in overlooking your St. Louis Cardinals affiliation.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't play the White Sox that much.
They play the Cubs all the time.
David remembers
that I'm a Sox fan.
I thought the White Sox were the only team in Chicago.
Oh, there's a man I like to talk to. The thing is, though,
I don't really not acknowledge that other team, you know?
Growing up to be a Cardinals fan, you have to say it was just thrilling to sing at Game 7.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. It was
is that an out-of-body experience for you?
It was one of those things where, like, all day long, you're so anxious and stressed out about something that's going to take, like, a minute and 15 seconds, and you're freaking out, and then it comes and goes so quickly. And I can remember, like, walking off the field and looking at my manager going, did that just happen?
Like, how did it go?
It's like they walk you down there, they shoo you out there so quickly, and you're done. And it was, you know, I look down at my phone, I have like 84 text messages, and I'm like, I didn't even feel like I did anything, you know?
Right.
And it was very difficult to then just go right back up to the suite and finish watching the game.
You're still
I'm
a little
like,
nerves,
I'm
right?
Like, I just sang in front of like 20 million people on television. Like, this is kind of freaking me out a little bit.
It's a big honor.
I was kind of hoping that they'd just let me kind of stay out there a little bit and just kind of wave to everybody and soak it in.
So we're getting the wrap-up. So things we want to know about David Nail. What's the one thing you want your fans to know most about you?
Oh, that I am about the most boring, regular guy that there is.
It's not true.
I was visiting with some people two nights ago in Little Rock, and you know, it's weird. I get off stage, and I kind of forget the whole, like, you know, I'm on television and I'm on radio, and that's one thing that I've not gotten used to in this business is the fact that, you know, strangers want to take pictures with you after the show and mm-hmm. they come see you. And I kind of had to start reminding myself that, you know, hey, you can't just walk back into the bar or the club with your sweats on.
Right.
You know, there's a chance that somebody's gonna notice you and you don't want to look like a bum.
Well, the new song and CD, both titled Sound of a Million Dreams. We love you in Chicago. David Nail at US 99.5.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.